Welcome to this episode of PageCast at Kingsmead, brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. I'm Kenny Ansara, and I have the pleasure of being joined at our book fair studio by Barbara Boswell. Barbara Boswell is a writer and scholar from Cape Town, a city which inspires much of her fiction, an associate professor of English Literary Studies at the University of Cape Town. Boswell is also the author of Grace, a novel, the winner of the UJ Prize for Debut Creative Writing, and wrote My Story Anyway, Black South African Women's Novels as Feminism, and Loretta Nkobo's Writing as the Practice of Freedom. Barbara is at Kingsmead this year chatting about her latest book, The Comrade's Wife. So as a seasoned author, what do festivals like Kingsmead Book Fair mean to you and our literary community?
Thank you for having me, Kelly. I love coming to these sorts of events. I never miss one when I'm invited because in the first place, it gives you a wider audience. So people who may not have known of you will encounter your work because you'll be on a panel with other writers. So maybe they're coming for Writer X and you're on the panel or Writer X references you. And so in that way, they learn about you and you get exposure, as they say. The other thing is also to meet new audiences, or not new audiences, but people who are already in your audience. This is an opportunity to engage with them, to meet them, to talk to them, to sign books, and just to say thank you to people who follow you. And then, of course, you learn about all the new books and you hang out with other nerds, other bookish people who love books, and you can talk books. So it's just a great party, and it's a very festive vibe, and it's enjoyable. It's fun. It's just a lovely space to be.
I love these as well. They're a great way for us to all connect together. So this year's festival, you're chatting about your latest book, The Comrade's Wife. Can you tell us about the book and what inspired it?
Right. So this is a book about, it's a love story and a campus novel and a political novel all rolled into one. It's about a couple who get married later in life. The woman is an academic at a university and the man is a politician and he's rising. He's about to become a really powerful man in the country. And so it's quite a turbulent marriage. We watch them meet each other on an online dating site, and then what happens, how he woos her and how they negotiate and how they end up deciding to get married. And then when they marry very quickly because he sweeps her off her feet. And then they have to navigate the actual reality of living together as two very independent people who are already fully formed as individuals in the world. And so we see a kind of way in which I've used the two characters as a vehicle to explore issues of love, trust, betrayal. And we see also a glimpse into her world as an academic in South Africa at a South African university, and his world in politics, and how he has to strategize and build his career and constantly be working to maintain the power that he has, but also reach new levels of power. And he's very ambitious and she's very ambitious. And what happens when they come together in this cauldron called a marriage?
I love the description of a campus novel. I think we're so very much caught up in the book talk trend that the campus novel is supposed to be very dark and gritty. And this just sounds like such a beautiful moment of just two people coming together with a real life sort of romance moment. And when I say romance, I don't mean the whole roses and cupcakes type thing. But yeah, sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The panel that you're on later today, Life and Death, can you tell us more about how you feel amongst all your other sort of the participants on that panel and how they could work together with your book, The Comrade's Wife?
Yes. So Sewela is the moderator, mm-hmm. and I know her as a bookseller and a children's author. And I'm not really sure how she's going to approach this, but I just bumped into her outside and she said, "Oh, we need to talk about all the red flags in your book." and why your character ignores them. And Barry Gilder's novel is called At Fire Hour. And I think we were on a panel also last week at Franschhoek together. So whoever organizes these things that our books speak to each other, because his book is about a comrade in exile in the 70s and follows his life, and he's a poet. And so my book is about someone who's not in the political struggle, but who marries someone who comes out of that struggle, and kind of a maybe flip side of the comrade who is at the center of Barry's novel, perhaps. And I think I read his book. I found it, you know, it's very beautifully constructed and very artistically woven, and there's a lot of literary figures in it. My book is different. It's kind of, everyone who's read it so far said it's a page turner. They read it very quickly. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It means, you know, it's not a very complex novel. It's a love story, and it's about relationships, and so is Barry's, and there's also a marriage and the trials and tribulations of someone who's in the struggle and what the marriage faces. So I think they're good companion novels to be talked about together. And I'm looking forward to that session later on today.
I think it'll be incredibly fascinating. And a big shout out to Big Book Circle Capital and 44 Stanley. If you haven't had an opportunity, get yourself down there. It's a beautiful little bookshop. We love the indies. Sorry, we've got to
see. Yes, we can.
So now for a quick fire question to round off the interview. What was the last book you read, and what will be the next book?
Yeah, I think the last book I read was Barry Gilder's At Fire Hour, because I wanted to prepare for Kingsmead and to have read the book. My next book, oh, I have so many. I mean, I don't know. I just picked
don't
up.
Don't we all?
I bought many at Franschhoek, and I can't say. You caught me off guard. Sorry.
Sorry. Lots of words. Many, many good books.
It's going to be, you know what? It's going to be Kuleka Putuma's We Have Everything. We Need to Start Again, because I'm so looking forward. I love her work and I'm excited.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Thank you so much for joining me, Barbara. Go out and purchase all of Barbara's books at all good bookstores and online.
Thank you for having me.